Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Voters in several Metro Detroit school districts are expected to decide ballot proposals involving millions of dollars. WWJ's Mike Campbell, live and local with those details. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. The Bloomfield Hills School District is asking voters to approve a $200 million bond proposal. The money is to upgrade all schools and make them safer. Waterford School District voters will decide a $150 million proposal, with that money earmarked for a new early childhood center and buses, among other things. South Lyon Community Schools is asking for passage of nearly $100 million for school additions. In Wayne County, the Detroit Public School District has a millage renewal on the ballot that will help bring in $65 million. That's a renewal, so it shouldn't cost taxpayers additional money. Same in Groseal Township. They have their school district asking for a millage renewal as well to be used for operations. And in the Hamtramck School District, they are seeking passage of a $35 million question for school improvements. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.